will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hello again, Ray.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You recently told me that the key to having consistent drive is good habits. I think you called it the law of consistency. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, we all know that inconsistency is a negative. Would you agree there?
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to be inconsistent. We want to be consistent. And so they say life is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And so, you know, it's a consistent effort at consistent improving, the self-awareness, understand where your weaknesses are. To make your weaknesses strong, that's the key. You know, the stronger you can make your weaknesses, the better off you are. You don't have to improve on your strengths. That's an oxymoron. You want to improve on your weaknesses. And so having that self-awareness, that calibrating, you know, we talk about, you know, instruments that are very important and very accurate are instruments that are constantly calibrated. In fact, they have this little calibration sticker on them that says, you know, here's when it was calibrated. Here's when his next calibration is due. It's that consistent reevaluation, that consistent self-awareness is how you improve on a day-to-day basis. So again, you know, it's calibrate yourself. Be a self-calibrator.
What can we do to improve consistency as entrepreneurs and business leaders?
Well, we just kind of covered that. You know, you have to constantly calibrate yourself. You know, don't be afraid of criticism. Accept criticism. It's not always negative. Criticism can be positive if it helps you become a better person. So, accept criticism. Don't shun it. Don't get angry because you get criticized. Look at it as really positive. And so I call it, don't be afraid of criticism. That should be another podcast that we do, don't be afraid of criticism.
Yeah. You did mention, I liked what you had said about, writing down your weaknesses and shortcomings.
Yeah. Cause then you acknowledge them. When you write them down, you put them in, hard print, it becomes now something you've documented. Write down, don't be afraid to make a list of things you're not good at. That's the key. Granted, you should have, know your strengths. You should know them. Absolutely should know your strengths, but you should also know your weaknesses. In fact, it's more important to improve a weakness than it is to improve a strength, because then you become a more, what they call a well-rounded individual.
I guess if you want to be part of a team, then if you can trust the people in your team, then you can share the fact that these are my strengths and these are my weaknesses. And I think, obviously one of the themes that runs through this podcast is, throughout its history is humility. And you mentioned it in a previous podcast recently. The idea of humility comes into play here because you have to be able to, like you said, accept the criticism that's out there. But within the team, you have to be able to share the idea that goes, look, we want collective strength. And in order to do that, all of us need to be honest about where we're strongest and where we're weakest.
Right. Well, we all are willing to acknowledge our strengths, but one of the areas we have the difficulty with is acknowledge our weaknesses. I like to go back to this calibration thing. The only reason we calibrate equipment is because it tends to drift. Okay. It means it becomes weak, as you would. And we become weak. And so, you know, good leaders, successful people are calibrators. They calibrate themselves. So, you know, think of it when we talk about this self evaluation or self assuring is to calibrate yourself and find out where, how you've drifted. You know, we're not perfect and we drift and we get out of calibration, and we need to do that. You know, none of us are so perfect that we never change, that we never do anything poorly or bad. All of us drift. All of us get out of sync, as you would, and we need to resync ourselves.
When we collect together our strengths and weaknesses, and I think one of the things that you suggest is to say that you should then share that information with somebody. And it's mm-hmm. hard to share intimate personal information like your weaknesses, but if it helps you understand, if it helps you calibrate, then it's a good thing. And I wonder, who are the kinds of people we might confide in with those that list of strengths and weaknesses, so that we can hear their feedback?
Our close friends, our spouses, our parents, our siblings. You know, I mean, don't be afraid of acknowledging your weaknesses. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Acknowledging one's weaknesses is a strength. That is a strength. Hiding your weaknesses is a weakness. So, you know, vocalize. You know, people are willing to help. Most people, especially your good friends, are willing to help you. And so when you tell them, hey, can you help me with this issue or that issue or whatever, that's a positive. And they will. A close friend is, or relative, or, you know, your spouse, they want to help. And the fact that you acknowledge the fact that you have a weakness in a particular area actually is comforting to them, because they already know it. Okay. And then when they know you know it, that makes them feel even better, and they're more willing to help you.
Is that where the accountability part comes in?
Exactly. What's that? That's that acknowledging your weaknesses is what we call accountability. Hiding your weaknesses is not taking accountability. Disavowing, you know, a weakness is not taking accountability. Acknowledging your weaknesses is taking accountability.
Well, before we wrap up this podcast, let me ask you, just can you think of a time when maybe with a team, with some of your staff or leadership, where you kind of ran into this problem where suddenly you find out there was a weakness that people knew about but didn't want to acknowledge, and therefore weren't accountable for it or tried to avoid being accountable for it?
Well, yeah, especially when it comes to they made a mistake. Okay. The people know when they make a mistake. The problem is when they acknowledge it, then they have to go fix it. And that's one of the problems we have when we acknowledge a mistake, is we have to go fix it. You know, we're selfish with our time. We're selfish with the effort. So when you fix a mistake, that means you're going to repair it without harming someone else. In other words, for example, let's say you made a mistake in a design of a product at your company, and then you just charge the company to fix the mistake. That's not right. That's not taking accountability. Accountability is when you repair the mistake on your time, at your cost, rather than make the company pay the cost of your mistake.
I think that's where you always suggest that you come to the reckoning of the mistake with a solution rather than an excuse.
Right. Yeah. So again, if you're truly going to correct or take accountability for a mistake, you have to correct it without causing somebody else harm. In other words, you can't put the mistake on someone else, like, oh, well, I'll just sit here at my desk and repair the problem. But I still got, the company still paid me, you know, stay overtime, come in on the weekends, whatever it takes. Don't charge your company or your employer or your spouse or whoever. Don't charge them for your mistake. If you pay for your mistake, then that's taking accountability.
Well, Ray, Tough Things First, of course, as you know, is a fast-growing podcast, rated one of the top in Silicon Valley, and we'd like to keep that up. So we'd like our listeners to make sure they give the podcast a good rating on their favorite platform. Please also check out Ray's books on the Zen of Zen series. There's 1, 2, and 3. And also, Tough Things First, the book that you need to get. I look forward to the next time, Ray.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you being here.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.